the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time rolls around.
Hello and welcome into episode 58 of Caton's Craft Collective, where it's a right bonny evening now. I'm Louise, and this episode we have The Blether, which is all things great. I have a book review of the knitting book by Federica Packmore and Vicky Haffenden. I've got the competition winner of the Rico Yarns for the Super Mitts Knit Along, which is starting now. I've got What's a Crack section, and you whiskey drinkers will be pleased to know that The Drams is officially back with a 10-year-old Talisker single malt whiskey. Thank you, Nick. All the links are in the show notes that come from where you download this from, so relax, get your links later on. I am sponsoring this by my own business, Energy Hunt Limited, www.energyhunt.com, which really has got nothing to do with craft, but everything to do with Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service, as it pays my wage, and therefore you get your podcast. So get your cup of tea, your craft, and I'll tell you what crack is in Caithness this week.
Now for the blather.
Away and sit in for a blather, which is back.
Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, great balls of fire. I like to build a woman, thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Great, it's an adjective. One, unusually or comparatively large in size or dimensions. A great fire destroyed nearly half a city. 2. Large in number, numerous. Great hordes of tourists descend on Europe each summer. Yes, come to Caithness, we're lovely. 3. Unusual or considerable in degree, power, intensity, etc. Great pain. 4. Wonderful. First rate. Very good. Obviously that's my podcast. We had a great time. That's great. Or 5. Being in such an extreme or notable degree. Great friends. A great talker. I'm not just going to sit and read out the dictionary today, but obviously it's all about me. Great. I live in the United Kingdom of Great Britain. Everywhere I look or listen to just now, I'm being told that this is the Great British Summer. It's a great summer of sport with Euro 2012, which I have to say I'm quite enjoying, the Olympics coming up, and all other things like Wimbledon or crickety things. So, if you like sport, this is great. I'd say definition number 4. There. Wonderful. First rate. Very good. Jolly good show. And we had the great jubilee to celebrate Queen Elizabeth II's 60th year of being on the throne of the United Kingdom of Great Britain. And aye, it was great. Apart from the Duke going into hospital for a few days. But there was a feel-good factor in the country. We had a wee street party at the school and it all went off swimmingly. The Queen's 86 now. She stood for 3 hours waving on that boat in the chucking rain. Great show, ma'am, and happy jubilee. The whole country has adopted bunting and the Union flag is very en vogue. It's cheery having bunting about everywhere. They wave at you when you drive past. I'm not a great big royalist, but I do respect the Queen and the job she does. I had a great couple of weeks since I spoke to you last. Being down in Edinburgh was great. I'll tell you all about that in the drams. The street party was great. Sports Day was great. The Highland Games was great. And the Olympics they had was great. Obviously, the Olympics in my universe, which was Daisy's. And Wick Harbour Fest was really great. We actually had a stand at that with the underwater camera and the footage was great. We had it in the harbour with a laundry bag full of dead fish. And the interest that the alive fish and crabs in the harbour showed was quite astonishing. I didn't think there was anything alive in Wick Harbour, but yes there is. And when it gets uploaded to YouTube, I'll tweet you the link and more on that project when it's fully operational. Speaking of operational things, can you name the film? Where, Dr. Emmett Brown? 1.21 gigawatts? 1.21 gigawatts? Great Scott! Marty McFly. What the... is a gigawatt? I was trying to get the sound for it, but it wasn't actually very good, because it's quite an 80s film. All you Michael J. Fox enthusiastic types, yes, it was Back to the Future. Great Scott indeed. Great film. I asked international Twitter sphere if you had heard of this.
They're great!
And yes, you have. The great Tony Tiger promoting his Frosties as an international star. I grew up with him. Great nutritional breakfast, you know. International came to me this past fortnight. I was very fortunate to be visited by Kaylee and her lovely husband, Alan. She's Kale Pat on Ravelry, and they live out in Nebraska normally. But they had been doing a whiskey tour of Scotland, and some of you will remember me telling Hubby this in a dram a wee while ago. Well, they came round for dinner. They got their brains squirrelled by Sandy, who was doing a research project on a country that is competing in the Olympics. And I kind of made him choose the USA because of Kelly coming round for tea. Thank you to all of whom who have answered this question on the Ravelry board. And I'm going to read it all out to him, print most of it off for him and put it in because his homework's due next week. But it's just such a big, huge, diverse country. It's what I'm trying to install that into him. Kelly came with gifts of a bourbon called Woodford Reserve, which is one of their favourite drams. We made them do a tasting session with a Glenlivet single malt, and I've recorded that and I'll air it the next episode. She took me a new project bag over which had three skeins of Quince & Company chickadee in a blue egg, bird egg colour. I can't thank you enough, and Al and Kelly for the gifts and your company. We had a really great evening talking non-stop, sharing whiskey and crafting tales, so haste ye back. The Canisby show was on this past Saturday and there was some great craft on show. I'm told that there was a knitted farmyard and the best use of 50 gram yarn, somebody had put in 8 pairs of premature baby booties all lined up. There was a category for 3 bookmarks and do you know how tempted I was to put in a leather one of mine, a tatted one and a paper one with turtles on it. Very tempted. But I didn't. So well done to Al and Sarah for some winning sheep. And the sheep were sheared yesterday, so I think Orland had a good time doing that. And I look forward to washing and spinning up some of the great Caithness Jacob fleece soon. I had a moment in history last Sunday. The Olympic torch relay came through John O'Groats. Well, I say the torch, I mean a torch. We got an offshoot, because the real one had flown over us from Inverness to Orkney, then to Shetland, then to Stornoway. But like Mount Snowdon, we got a wee extra one, and the local boys that had run in Inverness with the torch got to come up with the oodles of buses and security and people that go with the torch, and they came up and they lit the torch at the famous John O'Groats sign, and then they did a wee run about, and we had bagpipes, Scottish Highland dancers, music, and the choir, which was the crowd, and they sang some Scottish tunes. And the first was the Wild Mountain Time. We saw loads of people we knew. Bairns had a good run around. We went for our dinner at the very busy Seaview Hotel, which was extremely tasty. And then we got home to find my camera memory card was broken. I'd lost my photos. That wasn't great. Thankfully, Sarah sent me hers, but I was beside myself. I was very upset. And I lost the photos of Kelly and Al too. That wasn't great. But the event itself was great. It was like a moment in history. I had a great dinner on Monday night. I was attending a dinner on the very, very nice Captain's Galley restaurant in Scrabster with 4 MSPs, which are members of Scottish Parliament, and talking about how Scotland are going to deliver their renewable targets for 2020. And you know what? The company was good, the food was great, and I had a good night. Whatever you're doing this week, have a great time doing it, especially if it involves crafting. Now, if you need a pee, stop, because it's time for the Deasy Laugh.
Can you do
some giggling? Yeah. Good.
Hello,
section. Hello. A sandy hello to new to me, been with me a whiley, and been with me forever listeners. I appreciate you tuning in, so thank you. And now a sandy hello to the new group members, Pearl 50, Lapom, Ping Wing, Newbie Laura, Min Knits, and I'm a Busy Bee. A wee mention to Tracy Todd Hunter and also Nella Go, who blogs as Pearl is a 4-letter word. I'm not sure if you're Pearl 50, but it was a very nice thing what you said in your blog, so hello. Thanks for joining. I still love the messages and your projects. Please, everyone, still carry on putting up their projects. I do love seeing what you're up to because I get lots of inspiration from it. Although just now I think I'm a bit overloaded and I don't know what to start again. Ooh, now, I've had a bit of insight into the Chinese listeners. Hello, China. I know you are listening, but I have been told it's all a bit secret squirrel over there, as I had suspected. How sad that they can't have freedom to listen to me whatter on as easy as the rest of us around the world. But that makes you extra special now, China. And if any of you can, without getting into trouble, want to send me your address and a message, I'd love to send you some wee goodies from Scotland. Also, everyone who hasn't, please put your pin in my listener map so I can obviously get the knitting webcam, Nosy Louise webcam set up properly. Anyone in Alaska or South America? And hello to Fay Dreamer in Japan and Min Knits is in Singapore. The random hellos are to Taffophile.
Hello!
Martine from iMake and her lovely friend Kate's Twirl, and of course Chloe, who blogs as Shiny Shoes Run Faster, or something like that, but she's cool.
Hello!
Ivy Fox, who's been having great birdie talk with me. Coggy, and of course Sarge, all the best over there. We're thinking about you again, and you're in our prayers.
Hello!
Our lovely friend Sarah. Hi Sarah, you fancy coming for a coffee this week sometime? You know, I abuse my podcast sometime. She was moaning at me the other day because this was supposed to be up for Friday, but stupid me forgot that the 16th was not actually Friday and I had said the competition was running till the 16th, so I had to wait until it was dropped. So she was doing her cleaning out her lovely Firthview Harvest Cottage holiday home and she was looking for a podcast to listen to and there wasn't one because I was down at Harbour Fest enjoying myself. Sorry, Sarah. Anyway, fancy a coffee? But I'd like to put a wee get well wish to Mr. Hawthorne C, who I am dedicating the dram section to today.
Hello!
What's the e-crack section?
Waltzy crack. I have a winner of the Rico Yarns for the Super Mitts knit along by the lovely Jackie Harding. Sandy has won the yarn from Rico, so thank you again to them for the prize. Thank you to Jackie for the interview, which I didn't sound great in at all, but she did. Oh, didn't she just? She's just so lovely to speak to. All you people down there in her knitting area, I am dead envious of you. Especially you, Nursie. And her too, as it seems there's a wonderful knitting community down there. Must come visit. Which brings me on to the Super Knits Knit Along. Hey, super bad. Ah, sorry, I couldn't resist. Now, it is a bit cold here, and it's cold enough for these gloves. So I'll be making two pairs, but probably not Rico yarns, sorry Rico yarns, but some stash yarn. I have a pink version and a blue version to do. And the thumb part is new for me, so I'll be interested in how this goes. And I've been having a wee read of our pattern tonight, and yeah, fine. I think we'll manage that, no bother. Although I do have to look for 3.5 DPNs, because I'm not a big magic loop person. Oh, look at all you magic look people looking at me. What, you can't do it? I can do it, I just happen to prefer DPNs. No, I'm not. I've actually lost my place in my script, so this is why we're ablubbing here. Right, the thumb part is new to me, so I'll be interested to see how it goes. I'm happy to know the designer so I can ask her questions. And you know me, therefore you know her. So go ask her if you're stuck, or just go speak to her and let her know how cool she is. So thanks, Jackie. There's a thread up on Ravelry for everybody putting their name down for doing these super mitts. Coming up, it's there. And of course, Woolfest in Cockermouth, Cumbria is very soon. It's the 22nd to 23rd June. Wow, that's come round. And if you're going, oh, please let me know your story and what you buy. And the back-to-back sheep to jumper day is just as fast approaching the week after on June the 30th in Castleton Heritage Centre for my local spinning group. Gaelic Woolfest has been held in Benderloch near Oban on the 19th to the 21st of July. That should be good, I'm looking forward to that. And a very special invite, ooh yes, this is going out to all Londonish based listeners for the 29th of July, which is a Sunday. As you all know, I'm going down south to visit Richard's auntie again, who lives in Horley, which is Surrey. We have the Olympics organised, and that we are going to London on the 28th, We're going to find somewhere to stand, wave our flags on the cycling road race somewhere near the Mall or something like that, and then we're going to go to a museum as a family. But on the 29th, I'm going to come up to London by myself. I'm going to get the Gatwick Express up, and the very lovely Happy Lucky has agreed to be my escort around the big bad city transport system for the day. I am greatly excited about meeting her. It is meant, because I was kind of toying with the idea of going up to London, but finding my way about, I was a wee bit feardy-cat about. Hubby said, "Well, of course go, but I'd rather you met somebody." That very moment, her message came through saying she would escort me off the premises. I actually think she's meaning so she makes sure that I go away again. However, I'm sure she's not. I am wondering if she's going to be dressed up as a lollipop lady to usher me about. Maybe Catwoman as a superwoman? We are going to make our way up to the yarn shop called Nest in Crouch End, which is a bit north of the centre, and we are planning to meet our very own Billy Piper, which is Green Triangle Girl from A Playful Day podcast fame. So who's up for an afternoon of yarn shop talking? Probably buying. Well, in fact, yeah, if we're meeting in a yarn shop, there has to be some buying. So bring some pennies with you. And that's Sunday the 29th of July up at Nest Yarn Shop. Basically, if you Google Nest Crouch End or Nest London Yarn Shop, you'll find it. It goes to it pretty quickly. They sell a nice range of yarns too, because I stock them. Some I've never seen in person too, so that's quite interesting. And also there's some from the Isle of Oscary, which is across the water from me in Orkney. And I had some of this. I gave my ball of Oscary yarn to Acanthus. So, ooh, now wouldn't that be good if you could make it over from Normandy, CC? But there will be talking, mostly by me. I will take photos. I may try some recording maybe, but there will be talking. Did I mention the talking? I'm sure an afternoon will be too short, but I'm planning to knit on the train with my MP3 player in, maybe a coffee and a paper cup, and a Starbucks for the trip home. I think a lot of the excitement is in the planning, so bring it on. And for all you think people going, "Well, Starbucks, I don't have a Starbucks here. I have very few chain shops up here, so I shop non-chain shop most of the time. So going down south, it's a wee treat for me to get a Starbucks." Oh, and then on October still, Glasgow School of Yarn. And, ooh, next swap, tea towels. I have given you your swap partners by now. And if you're late to the party, stick your name down after it and someone might wish to jump on board. I've actually wrote my mum in because I was one short. I had an odd number. And then two people came in and I still had an odd number. So mum said she would kindly do it and she has been paired up with Taffophile down in Australia. And I bought a tea towel yesterday from Wick Harbour Fest, but I'm afraid I like it too much to give it away. So I'm going to have to get another one. But that's no problem at all because they're sold all over the place here. Also, people, the idea is just a tea towel swap. I am not demanding you send out packages of yarn or yarny goodness for this. However, like the last swap, cool. Just try get a photo up, will you? I don't want it to be lopsided. I think it's nice to do swaps, but make sure that you say, "Oh, and I might put a bit extra in your package," so that they know that they could maybe put a bit extra in their package.
The review section.
Book review. I got out the library the knitting book by Federica Patmore and Vicky Haffenden, which is published by DK Publishing and it retails in at £25 and none of your American or Canadian dollars. So you probably can get it overseas or through Amazon. It's a big hardback bad boy with 394 pages. It states that it is a book for all knitters, be it beginner, intermediate or advanced. I would agree with that. It's a reference book. And it's split into five sections: tools and materials, stitch pattern gallery, techniques, projects, stitch patterns. The photography of it is very clearly done, and whilst I'm sure the colour schemes will date in time, they're very timely just now. The front cover is mostly pink, and I quite like pink, as it's pink and fluffy in Louise La La Land. I like the yarn section, and it doesn't scrimp on the different types of yarn you get, from pure wool to plastic bags and, ooh, cashmere again. And there is a ball of the yarn picture and then on a needle beside it, a wee square which is 5.5 by 5.5 centimetre knitted up, because I measured it. And it's mostly in stocking stitch to give you a comparison between them. The stitch pattern gallery is sizeable in pictures and not the instructions, but if you wanted a stitch dictionary, I suggest that you do buy a dedicated one because this won't have as many as, say, the field guide of stitch dictionary, for example. And I learned quite a lot of things in the technique section. Whilst not everything is in there, I did find a few good ways to cast on that I had heard of but not actually seen. And the sections are all colour-coded and the techniques is the biggest section. And then come the projects which had been teased with wee photos of them earlier in the book. It starts with a scarf and a hat and goes through gloves, socks, bags, blankets, hot water bottles, egg cosies and cushions, and it gives you a few different techniques for doing the same pattern, so you get a few cushions and different designs and techniques of way of doing it. The baby hat was the one I was interested in because I was making up a pattern for my head and it was good to see I wasn't too far off the mark. These are general projects rather than just specialising in one project like all socks or all cushions. And at the back is the instructions for the stitch patterns. Then it ends up with a glossary and a really good index. To be fair, I think that the book would have been double the same amount of pages again to cover everything a knitter ever wanted to know. But I think knitting is like life. It doesn't matter how much you think you know, there's always a whole other section out there to be waiting to be explored. And then that's what specific topic books are for. And I like this book so much that I have bought it from Reader's Union and I didn't spend £25. I do feel it's a great reference book with things that I knew already and things I had no idea about or I had only heard of. And this is my recommendation in the fact that I have bought it. So that's The Knitting Book by DK Publishing Recommended. And also Reader's Union have got lots and lots of percentage off just now. On to Tour de Fleece and Ravelympics. I have managed somehow, don't quite know how I managed this, to become team captain in Team Sasquatch for the Tour de Fleece this year. I was never very sure what Tour de Fleece was before, and I'm still not sure if I'm the best team captain, but I'll try and explain it to you. Now, most of you have heard of, or if you've not, there is a cycling competition, Tour de France, and it runs from Saturday the 30th of June to Sunday the 22nd of July 2012, and they have two race days of the 10th of July and the 17th of July. They do lots of cycling and touring of France, as in the country. And someone in Spinnyland decided quite a few years ago now would be a good motivational trick to tie up the cycling competition with a spinning project and Tour de Fleece started. If you're a spinner and you'd like to take part, then go over to Team Sasquatch, or find a team of choice, but Team Sasquatch is obviously where it's at, and sign up. I think that there are competition prizes and stuff like that for those that complete their goals over the competition. Myself, probably going to be a bad team captain to say that I'm using mine as motivation to get some of my stash spun up. I'm going to finish carding the Zvor ball and get it spun. And then I'm going to fire into the pretty roving that I've been sent over by my lovely spot partners with no real project in mind. I've been quite lax with the spinning for a while. And when I managed my first skein of the Zvor ball, I thought, it's a bit stiff and not as soft as I wanted for the jumper, which I'm wanting to do the Katie Davies Owls jumper, because I love that pattern. So I'll finish this year spinning and unleash the spinner in me. I am going to chance trying it when my children are on holiday. I don't know how it will work, but I am going to try it anyway. If you want to find out more about the cycling, go to www.letour.fr, which is Les Tours de France. And if you want to know more about the spinning, go to Team Sasquatch group on Ravelry. If you can't find it, find me, look down my groups because it's there near the bottom-ish. It's all in alphabetical order. And don't be put off if you don't spin. If you could get going on that project that you wanted to do for a while but you have not yet started, because it needn't be spinning, it could be quilting, knitting, crocheting, embroidery or anything, crafting, then, as you've heard me whitter on for a while, the 2012 Olympiad starts 27th of July. You do know, because I've told you. And it runs through to the 12th of August. And this is where you start a knitting or a crochet project, and you try to get it done within that time. I know that the Knitmore girls are doing a knit-along and using the Tour de Fleece to spin up the yarn and then the Olympics to knit it up, which I think is a brilliant idea. Great idea, in fact. But whatever you do, don't overdo yourself. Enjoy the craft. tell everyone your progress. Enjoy the planning of it, the pairing up with the people doing the same project or the same yarn and the same motivation. And can we all take a moment to remember January's New Year resolution? How many have we done? How many are we going to do? Well, I think this is a good way of stepping back up to the plate. One of you lovely listeners, oh, you're so nice, said you enjoyed my knit-alongs because I don't pressure you into them. And it's fun like crafting is supposed to be. So let this be the same. If you're dead competitive, excellent. Get in there. I'll get Chris Moyles to do his alternative commentary on you, which I thought was brilliant in the England-Sweden match. Much better than the normal dudes. He was playing lots of ABBA songs and Comedy Dave was trying to get in as many ABBA song titles into the conversation as possible. Chris totally missed out the Does Your Mother Know one. It was good. In fact, it was great. So, competitive views, get down and give me 20 swatch samples. Non-competitive views, try to get off the couch and get all organised before the 30th. So go Team Sasquatch. Remember, you're all winners to me. How cheesy was that? Now, the Me Show. The Piper's Journey Shawl. I have finished. I have also posted it to my friend Kirsten, whom I stayed with in Aberdeen. And as I knitted it, as I was knitting it on the way down to Aberdeen, and I had it with me on the trip to Mordor via Edinburgh, but I didn't knit on it then. However, that will make more sense once you finish listening to the drams. Hey, we got wet at the harbour, you know. However, it's been on two journeys and I am very pleased with it now it's finished. And I know I have one really obvious error. You won't see in the photos because I didn't get it in the photo. Will I tell you? Okay then. Right, when I started the border, I didn't read the pattern right. I just lashed into the lace part and pattern when I should have knitted two rows and then got into the lace pattern or thereabouts, and it gave it a bit of a border. I noticed this when I got to the last two rows of the 243-row border. Was I going to frog it out? No, sir, not I. Not when I have three skeins of Quince & Company Chickadee waiting for me for my second Piper's Journey shawl. Kirsten will never notice the difference, and if she does notice, I don't think she'd mind. I used Ripple Crafts hand-dyed Na Danserine, I think that's how you say it, in 4-ply, which was greyish with wee flakes of white, blacks and yellows, and she called it Ascent Rocks, which I think it does look like Ascent Rocks, because Ascent is the area in northwest Sutherland that she lives. The pattern is written for 5-ply, and the lovely Bronwyn, who I'm pleased to see is doing well after her operation, and she is Paula from Knitting Pipeline's friend, had worked out how much you do for the body of the shawl and how much you need for the lace. She suggested using about 50% for the body and then about the 50% left for the border. And it means going, really, she said, an inch past the 243 stitch count. But I had lost the will to live at this point, so I made it a bit smaller and I had about, well, 15 grams left. So yeah, you could easily go a bit further on. And I'll make this shawl again using the yarn suggested in the pattern. One thing, my yarn I chose was a bit too shiny with 2D bits in it, and it was a mottled effect, whereas the chickadee is matte and squishy looking, and I think that the stitch definition will be different on the garter stitch. The Na Danserine is absolutely beautiful in stocking stitch, but this pattern is predominantly, which is why Paula designed it that way, so it was garter. I'm really pleased with mine, and I hope it keeps my pal Kirsten cosy for her adventures in Aberdeen. So thank you, Paula, for designing the pattern. Thank you, Helen, for Ripple's Craft Yarn for dyeing the yarn. And I've been listening to Moby Dick on audiobook. I downloaded it from the Highland Libraries and listened to it on my iPhone. So it's been quite good. I've learned lots of things. It's literature, so it's extremely wordy, and I have found it quite difficult to listen to, much less so than reading it, but quite enjoying it. So I shall carry on with that. And today my mother, my lovely, lovely mother, was around and she suggested that we started on my dress that I bought the material for in March. And this is, you know, New Year's resolutions. So I says, well, what about Daisy? She says she can help. Yeah, she did when she went away. And she was actually quite good with the pins. She helped give out the pins, but when she started to try to pin the pattern material, she got told not to. But my mum said that I used to be the same and she's much more used to it than I ever can be. So all hail my mum. And we cut out the dress and the jacket. And the next thing I have to do is a little bit of basting and some interface chopping up. So I'll let you know my progress on that. I did tweet a picture of it. That was me. So now for the drams. This is a 10-year-old Talisker. And thank you, Nick. It will all become clear soon. Richard is over the cold now. It's a beautiful evening here in Caithness. And we dried out. So this was recorded a few weeks ago now. On with the drams.
We're drumming. We hope you like drumming too.
Hello, and I've forgotten how to do this.
Hello and welcome to the drams.
Hello and welcome to the drams. This episode we're doing a 10-year-old Talisker, and we would like to say a special thank you to Nick from Yarns for the Plane for sending this to Richard.
Thank you very, very, very much. You made my day. And especially because it sat on the top of the cupboard until now, because this is just the first week after our little sabbatical from not having any drams or any major drinking, because I've been in training, allegedly. So this is the first wee dram we're going to have, and it's a Talisker aged 10 years, and on account that I've got maybe a little bit of cold or something, and I've been down the harbour getting soaking wet, I need something to warm me up.
Right, geezer box.
You know, I've just noticed as well, by the way, it's got latitude and longitude.
Yeah, I was just about to say
which
that.
Which is pretty cool.
Right, it's got a dark blue background of a box with a wee cream slash about the bottom where it says Talisker and the only single malt Scotch whisky from the Isle of Skye. Established in 1830, and this is an aged 10. Now, embossed in the blue is the west coast of Scotland with Skye shown and the distillery of Talisker and the Isle of Skye in gold, highlighted it beautifully, and it says along the side, like Richard just said, latitude 57, 17.9 degrees north, longitude 6, 21.5 degrees west. And on the back it's got the tasting notes,
which we'll come to shortly.
Okay.
But it also has that this is one of the classics.
Is it? What difference is that?
They are Talisker for an island, a west coast island. Glenkinchy, which is lowland. I don't think I've had that.
Oh, well.
Dalwhinnie, which is highland. Craganmore, which is Speyside. Oban, which is west highland. And Lagavulin, which is Islay.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could work our way through that? But for the fact I know an Oban malt costs £43 in Tesco's.
That's all right, we'll get to it, because it'll be an offer soon. So,
you're not Tesco people, or Mackay's Grocers, offer the open.
I do like the wee embossed west coast of Scotland.
It's a really nice
very
box.
Nice.
It's square. This here bottle.
This here bottle.
What size, what type of bottle shape is that?
That, it kind of reminds me of real oldie-worldy medicine bottles.
Yes, it does.
The little kind of cork at the top there, it just, it's like, well, it's just a, it's a 75ml in miniature.
Mm-hmm.
This is 20cls. And it's just a beautiful kind of...
No, we don't do the colour yet, because I know you're going to look at it. It's the bottle we're describing.
Alright, I was getting distracted. It's been so long. It's been so long.
Right, the bottle is bottle-y shaped.
Curvaceous.
Yeah, curvaceous at the top and then quite straight.
Long-bodied.
I don't know why this makes a difference. It does to me because it's design. So, cork it, dear.
Okay.
Obviously, drink it responsibly. We've not said that yet. Oh!
A little peedy cork. It's like a little peedy Jura corked one.
Right, have a sniff. I think he likes it, people. Oh, that's lovely.
It's very nice, very nice.
Sweet.
Sweet. Very sweet taste, smelling.
I've got no idea.
Now, this was going to be, I was going to have a toddy tonight, but I'm not, I'll have a diet toddy.
Okay. You're supposed to do that beside the microphone.
That's good with a pick. Oh, you hear that? It's scooped in the feed back in. Out. In. Out. In. Oh, fantastic. Hold on, not smelling first.
Right, well, no, swirl it around the glass.
We're out of practice here.
We are.
Look at that. Oh, it's leaving a lot of trails everywhere.
Vapour trails down the glass, very slow.
I can't smell enough of this, it's lovely.
It's got a really lovely smell to it. The aroma is...
It's like fishing down Glen Spittle. I can't imagine. I went out at 5 o'clock in the morning and caught 3 or 4 sea trout. And I had them for my breakfast first thing in the morning, and everyone was coming out of their tents eating rubbish, and I was having butter-fried sea trout before I went and climbed the end pin.
Explain what the end pin is.
The end pin is the inaccessible pinnacle on Coolin Ridge, which is a ridge of Munro's on the Coolin Hills in Skye.
Why do they call it the inaccessible pinnacle?
It's allegedly the only one you need to actually climb, rather than walk up
climb
or scramble.
Using ropes?
All that sort of stuff, aye. Colour?
Colour?
Well, I've already told you what I think colour is. What do you think, dear?
Tea.
Oh, no.
No, it's not builder's tea. What's the lighter one? We can't remember.
I'm gonna make a stab at a sunburnt Winnie the Pooh. There we go.
Well, you certainly won't be today because the rain's come back. We've had dry weather for weeks now, the rain's come
back.
Did
I tell you how I got soaked down at the harbour?
Yes.
Absolutely. Waterlogged.
Yes, you did.
Like a drained rat.
He came in and changed. Anyway, why you digress? I'm boring you, stupid. So we've had a sniff, and it's a lovely, lovely smell.
Oh.
Is that peaty?
It's a sweet and peaty, yes.
Right.
Yes. I don't know, I need to taste it before it smells peaty. Do you want a wee droppy water there?
Yes, big droppy water for me. Perfect.
If only it was that dry in Scotland.
You could sneeze more water than he's putting in the glass.
Right. Oh.
Slange
of that. Oh, that's very sweet and meaty.
The bottle itself is 45.8% volume. Goodness me. And it's from the Carbost Isle of Skye Talisker Distillery.
You've been there.
Have I?
We've driven past it anyway.
Remember?
We went on that wee trip round. Remember, we went and took loads of photos of all the lifeboats and the creels and stuff in the harbour. I thought there was more than one distillery, but let's be wrong.
It'd be a bit of a bummer if somebody decided to open one in Isle of Skye.
Change your brand, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So it says here on the side of it, Talisker, made beside Loch Harport in the jagged shadow of the Coolin Range, is the only single malt whisky from the Isle of Skye. Do you know what someone from Skye's called?
Yes.
Tell us then. A skeech. The tasting notes, it says, a soft, smoky nose introduces an enticing, sweet taste. Full-bodied and smooth, this muscular malt also has a robust, deep intensity. It has a long, rich, warming finish. Well, I never really got past the smoky, sweet bit, but the rest...
Going with the warm finish. It's nice.
It's nice. It's warming me, yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
So
we'll tell the listeners about Skye.
Skye.
Speed bonny boat like a bird on the wing.
How about, in reality, midges rain
over the
tourists.
Bridge.
Over the bridge. You can get the ferry, it still runs, but you get the bridge.
Did you ever visit Skye when you were young?
Only as a trainee engineer, when I was putting met masts up in Skye.
My family went on a family holiday to Skye, and we had a lovely holiday. We went down, because my dad was working in Kishore.
Did you get the boat over?
Yes, we did.
I've got one distinct memory of getting the boat over.
Have you?
Yeah.
And did you sing all the way over?
No.
We did.
But I was in awe, because on the boat, getting over, was a guy who was famous at the time for being the most tattooed man in the world, called the Leopard Man of Skye.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Does he not live in a cave?
I don't know. That's Joe the Cave.
Oh, but he did it up.
He did it up, yes. Lived next door. His neighbour was Tent Boy. That lies another story from Oban. But we'll come back to that. So the Leopard Man of Skye was this famous kind of eccentric bloke who had apparently the most tattoos in the world at the time.
Is he still alive?
I haven't heard or seen from him in years. But I remember him getting a ferry over and I just stared at this guy who looked like his skin had just been completely painted. But it had been tattooed in leopard skin print. He kind of looked quite intimidating, actually, for a wee boy. Well, being a young lad.
It's a beautiful island.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I've spent many, many nights there climbing and camping and doing
things.
Tell
more about the Coolans.
The Coolans is a ridge of hills. I can't remember off the top of my head how many peaks and Munros and stuff's on it, but we've climbed all of it in different stages. I've never done it all in a winter. And there's lots of little bits of climbs. I went climbing there with Andy Nisbet when I first started climbing. Andy Nisbet's a famous Scottish old school climber. And he took us up to a bit called the Keogh, which is Gaelic for breast. And we abseiled off the top of it. We were all looking for some of the swords that they lost when they filmed Highlander, the film.
There can be only one.
There can be only one. But there was many swords, because he took that shot quite a few times, and every time he threw the sword away. And apparently there's about three or four swords that still haven't been found. And we were all looking in all the crevices for swords.
What would you have done with it?
Sold it on eBay. I don't know. The actual thought of actually finding one would never really thing. I was too busy learning to climb and learning the ropes from an old school climber.
Of course, there are a couple of yarn shops on Skye.
That's like honey. Rolling down my throat.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you like it. Thank
it's
you,
nice.
Nick.
It's quite
so
a strong, it's a very strong flavour. But it's especially appreciated tonight because, A, I got soaked to the skin down in the harbour. Yeah. Did I mention I got wet down in the harbour today? I absolutely soaked to the skin. And I've got a bit of a chesty kind of coldy type thing. And it's my first proper drams in a long time. And I'm no longer training, so I can do this more often.
You better tell the listeners how you got on.
I got a silver and a bronze, which was quite good. I'm quite chuffed, even though I try not to make too big deal about it, because it's the first one of this grade in the Scottish Championships I entered. So it was okay. I could do better, but I'm still quite chuffed.
It was a really good weekend. But we made the most of it, of the journey down. Now, unfortunately, very sadly, there was a bad fatal accident on the A9 at 2 o'clock in the morning between two lorries on the Friday when we went down, and the road remained closed until 8 o'clock at night on the Friday. And this meant that there's a diversion to Fort William or Aberdeen in place, because the A9 is the main artery from Inverness to Perth, and basically it cuts you off if it's shut. And a lot of Caithness Cooksillers were planning on going down to Edinburgh. We'd arranged Sandy to come out of school, thank you Mrs. Budge, and we were all excited. Richard came off the ferry from Orkney in the morning.
I'd been working until that morning on the boat,
yeah,
until 1 o'clock, got paid off, head down, first ferry over,
and then told me the road shut. So we ambled down, we left about 11 and decided what we were going to do. And my mum was in front of us because she was going off south, and she told me that the delays was quite bad to going via the E2 and the west coast. So we decided to go on the east coast, and it took us just as long. And the bearings were so good, but when that we left the house at 11. We go into Edinburgh
half ten,
and it's really a 5-hour journey normally. So we know everybody else had a worse day, but it was a bit of a trek down. So we came down past Stonehaven and looked back to the hills of where we came from, and the sun was just setting, and looked back and Richard says, it looks like Mordor, because it looked like the hills were on fire.
And we'd just seen Lord of the Rings the weekend before.
Yeah, but
we were through some Speyside Whiskey,
yes,
Trail country.
Yes.
Although I don't think we passed any distilleries.
No, we never. But we saw all the signs and stuff. Mm. I did see the Glenfiddich sign. Mm. It was 3 miles away from the Glenfiddich. I was like, Glenfiddich. I know all about Glenfiddich now. So we got there. We stayed in a lovely hotel and went to
With a swimming pool.
The bairns were in it 3 times, just beside themselves. My favourite memory of the whole weekend was when we went into the hotel. Poor bairns had fallen asleep, and they were so excited. And they got into the room, and Sandy and Daisy gave each other a hug.
Oh.
It was so cute. And there was jumping up and down on beds, of course, and looking in every single nook and cranny of a hotel room. And we went into Meadowbank, which is the sports stadium that the tournament was held in, and I turned round and just went, oh my goodness, And he looked and says, I'm not in Thurso anymore. The hall was full of Cooksoul people. Now, normally when you're used to seeing tops 40 people in the same Cooksoul outfit, that's quite a lot when they all go at the same time.
It was more black belts than a Bruce Lee movie.
Oh, it was really good. It was a good afternoon. The bairns were going mental. Richard was going mental. I was going
mental. I was composed and calm.
Yeah.
And very psyched up.
Yeah, you were. So
I couldn't relax until after it, actually.
No, I know.
I was quite nervous.
It was good. So we went to the Disney show, Marks and Spencer's. We went back to the hotel, had more swimming pool. And it was a good weekend. And coming home, it was just like a wee trip home.
We should also say, on the way down, we seen our new nephew.
Fergus.
Fergus. And my brother and his wife, Sarah, they had a bairn, Fergus, a couple of days before. That would have been on the Wednesday. And on the way back up, we popped in to see my other brother, Stuart, and we all went down to the play park.
So that was the weekend of black belting, and sadly, partly because of work and partly because of the road accident, he missed the black belt grading. The whole point of going down. But I'm told that he has done his bit in front of the masters, so he can now go and proceed to the next stage.
Or something like that.
Yeah. It was a good crack. If you ever get the chance to go to Longford on these things, take lots of video and just be part of it, because it was good fun. Right, so what else have we got to say about this Talisker? Well, we did a wee bit of work on Elgill on the west coast of Skye.
Which looks right on to Rum.
Yes, beautiful little spot of the world. If you're in Skye, go a wee run, spend
kind of
a wee bit of money.
Southwest, yes. Kind of coast. It's very,
right,
very jaggy with lochs. It's
yeah,
beautiful.
Really beautiful. And they were putting in a community wind turbine. This was years ago. And it should all be up and running now. We were checking to see stuff. So we had the dog with us at this point. This was pre-Bairns. And we stayed with, I think her name was Seanag MacLeod. And it was two villages back from Elgill. And it was sitting, looking right onto the Coolans. And she had this B&B, and we got proper porridge in the morning with salt. I like sugar in mine. And they
she made sure we were married as well, because we were in the same room, I remember that.
Did she?
Aye.
I couldn't remember that.
You're married, aren't you? She said,
We were. Yeah. And we had the dog with us, which was kind of why we were staying in her B&B. And she has the most enormous white cat that was sitting, and Quattro went in.
The cat should have been called Barry White.
And the dog went in and looked at the cat. The cat kind of went, what? And Quattro went, okay.
Maybe tomorrow,
and ran away. Look her up, she was brilliant.
Well, just finish off these wee drams, and we look forward to hearing what you think of the Talisker 10-year-old, because I certainly have enjoyed it.
Oh, it's lovely.
And we're open to suggestions and ideas as to what you think we should try next.
And future ones. I would quite happily
Go through that six
with the classic malts. I object at not having Old Pulteney 21 on it, though.
The best whisky in the world last year.
Correct.
Mm. Or Highland Park. The best whisky in the world the previous 2 years.
Have we mentioned that?
Aye.
You got wet today.
I got wet today. Did I tell you I got wet in the harbour today? I had a Highland Park 18-year-old Thursday night. We went and all back into the hotel at Bury.
All right.
On Orkney. And I got the boys a round of drinks because
that's what you do.
That's what you do. And it was a hard, hard job. And we did it successfully and safely, which is the main thing. And just as a wee wind down, I got the boys a round of drinks. And I had a Highland Park 18-year-old.
Does it taste any different when you're on Orkney?
No. I actually prefer the 12.
Do you?
Yeah.
And we should try a Scapa as well.
And I had a Scapa too.
The same night. You never told me this. This was the night before you were going to go... listeners, so much for the training. I'm in training. I can't have any drugs.
It was a hard week, though. I was 4 days in a boat. Mm. It was a hard week. Yeah. I had one Highland Park, one Scapa.
It all comes out now, listeners.
I know. Yeah. And I had a wee Scapa, just a wee Scapa. And I tell you what, I do fancy getting a Scapa. It was tasty.
Well,
it was just, I mean, it was such a small measure, too.
I think we'll all have to get it in before they put the extra
duty
on. Good grief, 40 pence a unit.
Yeah, we're stuffed. Teetotal.
Right. No. Unless we win more competitions from Nick, who wants to send us more whiskey. I'm only joking. Richard's looking at me going, you can't say that.
Can't say that.
Well, this was a stupendous bottle.
It's fantastic.
Stupendous.
And it means a lot to us as well.
It does. It's, we've got a new phrase in our house, is you got sent Talisker in the post.
How cool is that?
It is. It's like me getting woo in the post. Talisker in the post.
Flangeva. Before I sneeze, because my nose is twitching, because I got wet down the harbour, you know.
Flangeva.
The blah 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 section.
Now for the blah 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 bit. That was me. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you are all in good health, and if not, good fettle. You can download me from Podbean and iTunes. All reviews are gratefully welcome. Sorry, I didn't look this week, see if anybody put any up. So, please do carry on with the reviews and comments. I promise I will read them. You can email me on keithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. You can get me on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. And you can join the Caithness Craft Collective group in there. You can also find me on Seamed Up and Stitching Fingers. And on Twitter as Caithness Craft. The music is Wild Mountain Time by Mark Gunn, because summertime is here. And you can get it from musicalley.com, where you can go buy it. So thank you for listening and keep on crafting.
We'll all go together to pull Wild Mountain Time. All around, will you go? I see you go. Will you go? I see you go.